Be'ezras Mizbach will begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Me'ilin, the laws of misappropriation of the laws of Hekdesh and the Seif Avodah in the Book of Service, which in this Perek, Rambam introduces a concept called Pegima regarding creating a deficiency. And as Rambam is going to begin again here in Halacha Aleph, depending what the item will be, if that will require that one actually did a Pegima to violate the laws and the liability of Me'ilah. As Rambam says, Yesh Dvarim, there are certain things, Sha'adim Nenbem, that a person will have pleasure from them, and it's not going to create a deficiency in that item. For example, Hamashtamash Beklis Avtar, when someone uses a pure golden vessel, when he uses it, it doesn't deteriorate the item at all. Now, there are certain things that when you use it, it's going to ruin it. Like garments, as you wear a garment, it automatically gets worn out. Or silver vessels, or nechashes, or copper, or barzel, or iron, or kedim, things like that, they get ruined the more you use them. Now, v'hanen b'shav prutim in a hektish, so if someone has benefit, a pruta's worth of hektish, from something that's not attached to the ground, because again, attached to the ground, we said there's no mila at all. So it's not attached to the ground. So it depends on these two elements. If he's having pleasure from something that doesn't ruin the item as he's using it, like we said, he's utilizing a pure golden vessel of hektish where it stays the same, it doesn't get ruined. So then mol automatically is committed mila. But let's say he's having pleasure from something that actually does get ruined. For example, Shalavish Bigdei Hektish, he's wearing Hektish garments. Or let's say he's chopping a tree with a hatchet, which these things do get ruined. So then actually, Loimal, he's not committed Me'ilah at Sheyivkim Behektish Beshava Pruta, until he actually creates a deficiency in Hektish, a Pruta's worth. But it has to be specifically that loss of a Shava Pruta has to be in that thing that he's having a benefit of a Shava Pruta. And he has to have intent that he's trying to have pleasure from the hektish item. And it has to be that the deficiency and the pleasure is happening at the same time. Now, let's say the pleasure worth is only having half a pruta. And the deficiency is a half a pruta's worth. Or let's say he's having a pleasure of a pruta's worth. And he's creating a deficiency in the hektish item worth a pruta, but something else of hektish. And the pleasure that he's having is not on the thing that he's creating a loss on. And the loss is not something that he had pleasure on. Then again, that doesn't fit the criteria. It's not going to be considered me'ila. Until again, he's going to have a pleasure's worth of a pruta. And he's going to create a pegima, a loss, in that thing that he's having benefit, a pruta's worth, in that thing itself. So Rambam explains, he illustrates, let's say someone removes a patch from a hektish garment, and then he stitches it onto his own garment, and he wears his own garment. But then he's having it's a pleasure that he has a patch now on his pants, and he has a pruta's worth of pleasure. Now, and he's created a loss in the garment of hektish that he's removed it from, a pruta's worth, because now it definitely went down in the value that the patch is off. Now, but has not created any loss in the patch itself. The patch was there, now the patch is here. This person has not committed me'ila. Because he's having pleasure with one thing, which is the patch. And the pegim is in something else, in the pants of the hektish, not in the same thing. Now, also, additionally, we already explained in the previous parak Halacha Dalad, that although we're saying that different things don't combine, but his pleasure, and let's say his friend's pleasure, that would be mitzvah, that would be combined, and even for over a long period of time. Halacha Beis, kachay kachay matamimim. Regarding the high-level kachim that are unblemished, shetolosh mitzamnim, where he tears off from its wool. So kimin shenende bepruta, once he has had a benefit, now the Rambam is going to illustrate different cases, or relating back to Zalacha, pegim or not, which one needs, which one doesn't. So in this case of the kachim that he has torn off from its wool, kimin shenende bepruta, once he has pleasure of it, a pruta's worth of that wool, mol, skimin meila, apish lepogim, although he didn't ruin this carbon, because really this carbon is similar to like a pure golden vessel that doesn't get ruined. Why not? Because tearing off some of the wool of the carbon doesn't invalidate it from being sacrificed. So it's not ruining the carbon, it's not ruining the animal, because no one's selling the animal, it's a carbon. So there's nothing you can do with it anyway, but bring carbon, that's not being ruined. And therefore, since there is no pegima in it, so therefore the meal is right away. Now, but let's say that kachim develops a blemish. Now, since it's not going to be brought as a carbon, the mocha has a blemish. It's actually being used to sell. Now, shearing off the wool, fleecing it, actually diminishes its value. Then, should it something that could have begima? then Leimol actually is not committed Meila. Achehon the Beivka Meprut until he actually has the pleasure and create a Begum in the Prut is worth. Let's say Talshmem Achash Mesu. Let's say he detached it from them after they died. Well, Kevin Shenena, now here again, the moment he does have pleasure, Mol is immediately committed Meila. You know why? Shem Begum Lemesa, because there's no Pegima in a dead animal. There's no loss, it's already dead. So actually, therefore, automatically it has Meila. Now, Meila is a different name, but actually, this Meila is only rabbinic, as we already explained in the Paragimel, where that when it's dead, really it's only rabbinic, but it's going to have it right away because it doesn't have Pegima anymore. Halacha Gimel. Hamoil b'katcha betek abayis. If someone commits Meila, we're going to catch him of betek abayis. So, Kivin Shemal b'shkaga, once you commit Meila by mistake, so, and here's where the Rambam discusses and shows that there's going to be, what is the halachic status of something after its state of Meila, once someone already committed Meila. So once he did Meila by mistake, so Neschal Hektish. So that already deconsecrates the Hektish and it turns it into mundane because he already transferred it from Hektish to Chayil by having committed Meila, by using it. So Vezeshen in the Achra Pater, so the one who has benefit from it after the same Hektish is going to be exempt because it's already considered as Chulun. That's if he had Meila on it Bishkaga. Not Mol Bezadain, but if he actually committed Meila deliberately, now, Hoy Levein Lechai B'Kav Me'ilah, has already explained this in the previous parak, that the karbanas are only when you do it B'Shaikik. Now, since you're not Chai in the Kav Me'ilah, so actually, Lo Nischal Hektish. So you see, it's not considered as if you desecrated and deconsecrated from the state of Hektish. El Hadeh B'Habiyasi. So it retains its halacha of Hektish. Oh, V'Mba'acha B'Nena by B'Shkogi. So therefore, if someone else comes along and he has benefit from it by mistake, Mal, he has committed Me'ilah. Now, men remember, when we say this, that but if it was done by mistake, that if someone did Me'ilah, there's not going to be another Me'ilah after that. It's because Shemol Ba'Kaidish is when he committed Me'ilah by a holy thing, and now he used it for a mundane purpose. And Viknola Acher, and he's then been makne to someone else. Amnenabai Bugam and Bletz, he had benefit from it and he created deficiency in it. But Lahiknolach, he has not acquired it to someone else. And actually, Yesh Be'moil Achamol, then there will be Me'ilah after another Me'ilah. As Rambam Ketez Alocha Dalet, he explains. Now, you don't have this halacha of a misappropriation after a previous misappropriation by hektish item. Elo, bebehemu ukli tashmish bavad. This only applies by an animal and utensils. Ketzer haso, so he explains. Baka bekordim shel hektish. Let's say someone chopped with a hatchet of hektish. Benen bepruta pogam. And he did all the criterion of the me'ila. He had pleasure, approved his worth, and he created deficiency in the hatchet, approved his worth. Now, Ubocha Veda Boka by Benedo Pogam. Now his friend comes along and he chops with it also. And he has benefit and he creates a Begima. Kul Ma'olu, they have all committed Me'ila. Not La Kardam and Son Lachaber. Let's say he takes the hatchet and he gives it to his friend, which we said that the halacha of Ein Milach Me'ila is only when he's Makna Ta'acher. Oh, then who Ma'ol? Then only he committed Me'ila, but Avachaber Lemo. But his friend, again, is it's already Yotz Lachulin. His friend's not going to commit Me'ila. So let's say Shasa B'Kushal Zav and then B'Rut. Let's say someone drinks with a golden cup. And he has a prut is worth a benefit. Doesn't have to create begima because it doesn't have begima. And they have a meal is right away, like we said by the golden cup. Now his friend comes along and drinks and also has pleasure. Now a third friend comes along and he drinks and he has pleasure. Cool and all committed meal. But let's say, he takes the cup and then he gifts it or sells it to his friend. Oh, that's humal. So that's already removed the tachulin. He committed meal. His friend did not commit meal. Let's say he's riding on a donkey. And he has a pleasure's worth of a pruta, and he created a pegima, meaning the animal got a little bit weaker. And then his friend comes along, rides in it, and has pleasure, and creates a pegima. And then the third friend comes along, does the same thing, rides in it, has pleasure, and makes it a little bit weaker. So kul mal, all committed meila. This is a third case illustrating the same halacha. Now, let's say, he gives it, or he sells it, or, and this is what we're adding in this case, or he rents it for a certain amount of time, which has same halachic status like selling. So then he committed Mila and his friend did not commit Mila. And Bechena Mashal Kardam Shalakh. The same thing applies. Let's say he lent the hatchet of Hektish. So, Humal of Vitavis and Noshabai. So, what's his Mila? His Mila is according to the amount of pleasure he gets that he was able to give it to someone else. Now his friend, since it changed possession, whether selling, gifting, or even like we're saying lending, his friend is permitted to go ahead and cut with it, even like a tchila, because by giving it over to another person's domain, it goes out to be chulun. And for what behemoth, something applies to if let's say he did the same thing with an animal. Halacha hey, now behemoth kachim is beach in a can. This is all we're going to kachim b'digabais, but the kachim of a mizbeach is not like that. There's going to be me'ilah after me'ilah after me'ilah, even for many times. Ketzer Hasso, the Rambam illustrates. Let's say Talish Menachatos. Let's say he detaches the hair from a sin offering. And his friend comes also and tears out the hair from the animal. A third person comes along and tears it out. All committed me'ila. And even if he gives it to his friend, and his friend gives it to his friend, and so on and so forth, unlike that of Kancha Bedi Gabayas, Kulam Ma'alu, the all can be considered having committed me'ila. And says Rambi, early appears to me, Shadin HaManochis, that the halacha of the flower offerings, the wafers, and the bird offerings, and the libations, the klishars, and the service vessels, they all have a halacha kedina behemoth, like the halacha of the animal. Shekulin Kedusha Gufin, they all have a physical sanctity which does not get removed, unlike that of Bedi Gabayas, which is a monetary sanctity. Halacha Vav. Memes kacha kachem shenava b'mum, regarding an animal of the highest level kachem that is double blemish. So highly immense lepidin sins, double blemish, so it's waiting to be redeemed. So how did he kick kachem b'di gabayis? So although it was kachem mizbech, now it's not that anymore. It's not designated for mizbech, so it's like kachem b'di gabayis. She could use a dumb, which is a monetary sanctity. Oh, okay. From the son of chaveri v'chaveri l'chaveri. So then, if he gives it to his friend, and his friend gives it to his friend, and so on, only harishim levan mol. Only the first can commit meila because it has the same halachic status as we said regarding kachem b'di gabayis. Now look at Zander. Rambam continues regarding what is the timing of the liability, and also for whom is the liability? As Rambam says, Allah says, "Amr Chacham." The sages said like this: "Shanaykel Evan Oikodesh Al Hekdesh." If someone takes a stone or a beam that's owned by Hekdesh, when the Nesala Chaver gives it to his friend, so Shneim Alu, they have both committed Meila. Now, then the son Lazeh Hagizba Shoyis Atachas Yodit. But let's say he gave it to the treasurer that the Hekdeshims are in his place. So whom all Gizba Leimala? The Gizba didn't do Meila because he took it back to the domain of Hekdesh. But the guy who gave it, he did that giving it from as if he's giving it to the Gizba, so he committed Meila. Now Viorali says Ram appears to me, She'inu Ladvar Mamur Meil B'Mal Bazan. This was only said regarding if someone committed Meila deliberately. And the reason for this is Sharilin is Chal Hekdesh. Because as we said regarding Bazadin, which is different than B'Shegig, oh then it doesn't become deconsecrated when he does Meila. Hanoit, and therefore both of them are going to have been committing me'ila by the two regular people. Hanoitl prutosh al hektish al dashi shalai. Someone takes a coin of hektish with the intention that it's his. Loimol at shiyetze eze b'chavatzav. So he's not committing me'ila. He thinks it's still his. He hasn't like taken it to use it for something else. It was in his pocket. He didn't know that it's a hektish's. So the me'ila is only when he actually uses it for his own personal needs. Or when he gives it to someone else. So he now did a misappropriation. Let's say he gives it to his friend. So whom all the chaver lemol? He committed meila and his friend did not commit meila. Why? Like we said, regarding other hektashes, we said that once you did meila and now you give it to someone else, there's no other meila. Like we explained, anything that's similar to that will have the same halacha. Again, in contrast to the actual like we said, bezadin over there, where it's not going to be removed from the status of hektish. But like we're saying over here, regarding if someone has a pruta, which that halacha is going to be that we say in meilach meila. So if his friend is not going to have meila, halacha ches, not to leaven a kurdish hektish. Let someone takes a stone or a beam of hektish. So loimal, he hasn't committed meila. So really, nenadain didn't have benefit yet. You have to have hana. Banoy sabatech beis. Let's say he builds in his house. Oh, mal, you committed meila. Because you already have, it's part of your house now. Let's say, however, he only puts it on top of the skylight, the window on his roof, but he didn't attach it, so it's not part of his building yet. So, Leimol, he's not committing Me'ila until he dwells beneath it, a value worth of a pruta, where now it's not raining in, there's some type of benefit, not sunny inside. He cares because it's not a recognizable benefit, so therefore the Me'ila is only going to be when he actually has a significant benefit of a Shavu Pruta. Halacha test. Not a prutish al hektish on the son of Balan. Let's say he takes a prutish of hektish and he gives it to the bathhouse attendant. Avabish leid achatz, even though he didn't even take a bath yet. Mal, he committed me'ila. Why? Sharin nenda, because he's already getting pleasure. But yoyser rechid v'chol shetzer. Now he has credit. He can go whenever he wants to. That's already the benefit. Pechim the son lechid mi'bali mun. So let's say he gives it to any craftsman this money. Mal, he committed me'ila. Avabish leid achatz, even though he didn't do the work yet. But again, he already has that credit and that's considered the benefit. Halacha yod. Now let's say kana b'chayfetz. Let's say he acquired something with it. So he went to the store. But they didn't yet actually take the item. So even a guy, if this purchase was from a Gentile, Mo is committed Me'ila. Because Mo is our cleanness, money is acquired, and he already had that benefit. It's already his. But let's say he's buying from a Jew, actually Lemala, he's not committed Me'ila because from a Jew, he doesn't acquire until he does Meshicha. So he hasn't yet acquired anything, so no transaction has taken place. So he didn't do Me'ila. Let's say someone goes and uses Hekdesh monies for his own purposes, adash in chulin, because he thinks he has in mind that it's his unconsecrated funds. So avabish lo hitzim adibri chayil, even though he didn't even use it for mundane purposes, still mal is committed meila. Kitzur haso, Let's say someone buys a sin offering, a guilt offering, a korban pesach min hekdesh, but it's from hekdesh funds, which he's not allowed to use it for his own personal, even though it's for hekdesh purposes. Let's say someone that's lacking atonement who has to still bring a korban for the purification process, like a zav, a zav, you led this, shehevi kaparos min hekdesh, where they bring their atonement from the hekdesh funds, mos kamin meila. Now, but bekulim in moilin, but however, in all these cases, not kamin meila shezarek adam until the blood of the korban is sprayed, because only then do you have the benefit, because it's the spraying of the blood that provides atonement, which is the benefit in this case. Therefore, actually, Hamibi Menachis, if someone brings flour offerings except for that of the Mechas Chayte, when the Sachem, the libations of Lechem, Taitim, and Hekdesh, and the breads of the Thanksgiving offering from Hekdesh, Abish Avaver, although yet definitely a person committed a sin by using Hekdesh funds, Loimola hasn't committed Me'ila, Shein Kan Zrikas Dam Lechabalov, because there's no spraying of the blood, there's nothing here that's providing atonement, and therefore there's no real benefit to say that he committed Me'ila. Halachid Bey is Nosin Shikla Mimosa Hekdesh. Let's say he gave his Machza Shekla, he has to give every single year from Hekdesh funds. So kishayit in muhaturuma. So when they actually do the trumas halishka, which takes all from the machzah shekels that they have, and then they separate some baskets from those funds. When they take the truma, the yiknu memena, and then they purchase from those funds, afilu behema achz, even one animal, bizarg dem, and they spray that blood of their first animal. So that's at that point is when yimel hashekel. That's when the one who took his machzah shekel from the hektish funds committed meila. Because he has his portion in that animal where the blood was sprayed, and that's the benefit when that carbon his blood is sprayed. Halachid Gimel related Hamavish Shikla. Let's say someone goes and he separates his Machzah Shekel and he wants to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. But Bahitzi B'Shot Shekla ends up using it for his own personal needs. So Bein Hu Bein Chaveh Mol. So whether him or his friend is committed Me'ila, meaning if let's say he gives it to his friend and his friend has benefit, so then again, both of them have committed Me'ila. Let's say Nasan L'Chaveh L'Shekel Al Yodah. Let's say give it to his friend. Say, hey, you're going to the Beis HaMikdash. Do me a favor. Give the Machzah Shekel for me. And halachah ol shukali al de'atzma. Now that friend actually went and gave it to, like to say, hey, where's your machzah? This is mine. He wasn't doing it for his friend. He was actually giving it for himself. So it depends. Im kvar nitzin mahatruma, if the trumas alishka was already done at the time when he's giving the shekel for himself, when it's really his friend's, so then marla shekel. So now the shliach who's taking the shekel for himself, that point already is committed me'ila. Because shad tayrim tayrim al osel legavis, because the one who does the trumas alishka from all the shkolim from all klal yisrael, he actually is taking it that it's going to be considered for even the funds that are not even here yet, which ultimately will be collected. It's like as if it's for them too. K'mishman b'shkolim, like we explained in halachas of shkolim perek bez halacha tes. So ukeilu higia shekel zel alishka. So it's as if that this shekel was already in the lishka, which the truma was taken from, and the covenant is brought for that. Well, the figure mal. So therefore, this person has committed me'ila, because ultimately he is having benefit, because if he would not give a shekel, the courts would actually take collateral from him and collect from him, and he's having benefit from that which was already taken retroactively from this coin that he's giving for himself, which is really not his own. Now, and it's from that of this other person. Now, the medayin lo nitmer truma. Now, however, if the truma's lichka wasn't taken yet, then Leimol is not committed Me'ila, because the shekel wasn't yet in the domain of Hekdesh when he was taking it for himself, because that's only when they do the Trumas Alishka. So it wasn't stealing from Hekdesh yet. And moreover, in Moil Meshir Alishka, says the Rambam, there's never going to be Me'ila in the leftovers of the chambers of the coins. Those coins that are used for the Karbanis, so that's Hekdesh. But the leftover coins, although Hekdesh uses it, but that's not going to be, says the Rambam, having the halacha of Me'ila on those leftover coins that were not ended up using because they have extra coins that were not used for the karbanas, those don't have a halacha Me'ila.